Did you know there is a kind of obedience that only grace can produce? Not forced obedience, not guilt-driven obedience, not image management obedience, but grateful obedience. When you realize you had nothing to offer God but sin, when you realize that Jesus rescued you completely by grace, and when you realize hell was deserved but mercy was given, your heart begins to loosen its grip on everything else. Your plans loosen, your pride loosens, your comfort loosens, your possessions loosens. And why is that? Because Christ then becomes the most precious thing. The Christian life is not fundamentally about behavior modification. It is about seeing Jesus so clearly that surrender becomes reasonable. Paul says in Romans chapter 12 to present your bodies as living sacrifices because it is your reasonable worship. In other words, after all Christ has done, what else could we possibly do except lay our lives before Him? The gospel creates yielded people, not perfect people, but yielded people. And yielded people become dangerous against the kingdom of darkness. So is there an area of your life you've refused to surrender to Christ? Place it before Him today. Pray this prayer. Lord, my life belongs to You. Teach me joyful surrender. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Dennis Lopez and his family are national change makers in Honduras, and the Yamwezi Life Word broadcast for the people of Tanzania.